Darling, you're asleep, right? Oh. I'm sorry, darling. You can sleep through anything, I know, but tonight of all nights, I need to make sure that you stay asleep. I can't have you hearing what I'm about to say if you're awake. Not yet, anyway. For now, be a honey bunny and just stay sleeping for me, okay? I've been thinking about this for a long time now, and I think I'm almost ready. Ready to say it, that is. I know a more romantic girl might say something like, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you the moment I met you. And honey bunny, I want to be her, but that's just not me. The fact of the matter is, when I met you, I was terrified. Terrified I'd embarrass myself, that you'd be ashamed to be seen with me, that I'd say something stupid and offend you. Fuck, darling, I still am, to be honest. You're lying here, practically naked next to me, so damn perfectly warm and soft, and you always say you love how you can still make my heart race, but I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay? That pounding, racing, thumping in my chest, that's fear. Fear that I'll do something stupid, mess something up, say something wrong, and fuck, I can't even say it, lose you, that I'd lose you, and I can't think of what life would be like without you. I mean, how do you breathe without air? How do you live without life? I'm rambling, see? This is why I say this here. Like this, because it's all in here, you know? Twisted and knotted up in these unbreakable tangles. And this is the only place I can work through them. Can't talk to girls about this. And my family, well, you know, it's whenever I feel this way about something, I talk to you. That's half the point, actually. You're the only person I can come to with these really personal, really important things. So when the topic is you, who do I talk to then? Let me try to get back on topic here. You asked where we're going with this. Us. You didn't push it. You tried to make it light. God, I could hear how much of an effort you made trying to sound casual about this, but I mean, you know how I can be. Distant, you say. Cool and flighty. Scared and clueless, more like. But hey, if I can keep you thinking that for a while, then why not, huh? But you asked. You put it out there, and I didn't say anything. You had every right to, of course. It's been a while. Too long, your friends say. Too long, even my friends say. Yet you've been patient. You've never pushed it. And you've waited. And I know you don't want to wait any longer, honey bunny, and I want you to know that an answer is coming, okay? It's just tough, you know, it's when we first started, I said I don't believe in saying I love you so quick. You agreed. Even if maybe I could tell that you were agreeing for my sake. you're romantic and so sweet. I can see all of this love building up inside of you. And you just want to show it, but you don't. And I can see it in those moments when you think I can't hear you sigh. And every time you look off into the distance after looking at me, I worry you're thinking about the next girl. And how she'll let you say that you love her. And how she'll be brave enough to say it back. But sometimes I think I don't want there to be a next girl. And I don't know which is more terrifying. If you had asked me months ago if I ever thought I'd be in bed with a guy half as beautiful as you, I'd probably laugh. Not just because I didn't think I could ever find anyone as handsome as you, but I just never thought I'd let anybody this close. The thought of letting someone past all of my, you know, me, to see the interior. It was horrifying. I didn't think anyone would even stand to look at this, let alone want to. And then, you, suddenly, you toughed it out. You wore me down. You met every one of my walls and broke them. Sometimes with a hammer when I was being stupid, but mostly with a smile. That perfect heartache you call a smile. It's the first thing I see when I wake up, and the last thing I see when I fall asleep. Not to mention all the things you let me do to you in here. Every time I think I'm pushing you too far, you somehow manage to cry out for more. And, honey bunny, you have no idea how good that makes me feel. How could we make each other feel? I never thought I would find someone who would balance me out so equally, or satisfy me in such a sexual way. You're everything I've ever wanted out of a sexual relationship. This would normally be the part where you talk about how ugly you are. How you have so many problems. How I would be so better off without you. And you say that stuff and it makes my blood boil. Because it's wrong. And you're wrong. You're perfect. You're mine. And you deserve the absolute best. I know I haven't said it enough, but that's because they're such heavy words. And I've been realizing the real gravity around them, but fuck. I really do love you. Look at me, you handsome sleeping idiot. I do love you. I do, okay. Don't leave me. Don't look for someone else. You don't need her. She's right here. She's just stupid and worried and so terribly terrified that this will end up like all the others. And that's what is coming down to. The big point I was trying to make. I'm beginning to realize that part of our lives being perfect is me realizing that it'll never truly be perfect. But that's part of the fun, right? Making our way through all the ups and downs, the bends and the curves, the fights and making up. Together. What does need to change is my perception of everything. I can't be the perfect woman for you because she doesn't exist. I can try to be, though. And that starts with a little more confidence and a little less being distant and not waiting to become the perfect woman, but becoming the woman that you already see me as. I'm ready, honey bunny. I have an answer for you. And it's yes, I do love. Hey, it's okay. Hey, I must have been talking in my sleep again. You know, just having a dream about being Maria von Trapp and twirling in a field of wildflowers. Go back to bed, honey bunny. I'm gonna go back to bed too. Hey, nothing. I'll tell you in the morning.